This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The drought in Colorado has expanded. New information from federal officials shows almost 94% of the state is experiencing some kind of drought. Brian Fuchs is with the National Drought Mitigation Center. He says that at this time last year, Colorado had no drought at all.
We are seeing not only drought expand, but also intensify. There are some really dry areas that even with some of the thunderstorm activity we've seen, the lightning is becoming more of a threat for fires to start.
Fuchs says those conditions will affect the agriculture and livestock industries the most. Rainfall in the eastern plains has improved the drought outlook for that part of the state, but on the whole, drought has increased since last week. One of the longest-running rodeos in the country will go on this year in Gunnison. Local health officials are letting the event proceed, but without spectators. Kevin Koblenz organizes Cattlemen's Days. He says rodeo officials raised more than $150,000 to help offset lost revenue during the pandemic.
To me, this gives our community a victory. You know, in this day and age, you know, victories are far and few between, but it's a win for our community and it's a win for our way of life.
The event will take place over Labor Day weekend and be televised on the Cowboy Channel. The state health department is warning that people who got tested for the coronavirus at the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs on Tuesday may want to get retested. State officials inspected the new drive-up site yesterday and found possible problems, like some samples that may not have been stored at the proper temperature. You're listening to CPR News.